Former Vice President Dick Cheney says President Obama is jeopardizing national security by nominating substandard candidates for key cabinet posts and degrading the American military. Cheney made the comments last night to about 300 members of the Wyoming Republican Party in Cheyenne. Now, Cheney says that Chuck Hagel was chosen to run the Defense Department so the president could blame a Republican for possible deep cuts to defense spending. He's also warning the president's decisions will limit the ability of future presidents to respond to foreign crises. Let's go live this morning to David Alpern. He's host of For Your Ears Only. David, of course, Cheney has not had a hand in these decisions in many years. In what you are now calling Washington 3D, we have defense. We've talked a lot about drones this week and the deficit. How do we keep the country safe? And, oh, by the way, how do we pay for it?
Well, that's true. Those were the three big issues that were on display last week. Cheney, of course, has no political interest in making the kind of comments he did, does he? The idea that Chuck Hagel is an innocent or a fall guy for defense is a little hard to understand. I mean, the cuts that are now impending were agreed to by the Republicans and Democrats as a fate so awful that they'd have to come to a better budget compromise. Of course, they could not. And now it's becoming more and more likely that they will think the automatic cuts are a safer political way to deal with the crisis at the time being. They can say that the agreement made us do it. And indeed, there are people in the military who say that these cuts may get started on reducing bloated areas of the military that are just very politically difficult to deal with.
Well, do you think that we would be in any type of danger, for example, by taking one aircraft carrier out of the Persian Gulf region? That's more of a, I don't know if you'd say symbolic, but it looks bad that we have to do that, doesn't it?
Well, there are appearances and then there are realities. Any particular unit, any particular ship clearly is not all that significant in the kind of attacks and threats that we most likely face. We're not talking about giant naval battles anymore. We're talking about localized attacks, secret attacks, the terror war that we are in which conventional arms are not nearly as important as they used to be, as was famously said in one of the debates. You know, we now have ships that travel underwater. We now have missiles that travel across continents. So one has to look more realistically at these things, which in many ways have become more symbolic than real.
And David, just this past week, more questions for Leon Panetta, other Defense Department leaders about the deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya. What might be some lessons from that nation that can be used as the Syrian civil war rages on?
Well, the question from lessons of Libya for Syria had more to do with helping to change regimes and then having to deal with the side effects or the unintended consequences. We can already see out of Libya the proliferation of arms after the regime change. They've ended up in Mali. They've ended up in Algeria. There's suspicion that they've ended up in Syria. So the largest lesson is to be very careful when you intervene because you may get a situation that is even more unstable and unenviable than the one you began with. That's the basic lesson. The lesson in diplomatic protection is just to be much more aware of the situation. But they were all tied together because the United States was trying to deal with lots of different egos and agendas of the various militias that took control after Gaddafi was removed, and it made it difficult to provide maximum protection without looking like an occupation. It's a very, very much more complex world. But interestingly, all the resources that we had available were not sufficient on a timely basis to do much about the kind of attack that faced us in Benghazi.
David, good to hear from you. Thank you a lot.
And to you.
That's David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only. It's on tonight at 11 on our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.